I'm Pat Lencioni here with Chris Stefanik, and here is your 3-minute reset. You know, I'm thinking about this podcast, actually, and the fact that sometimes we give advice to people about how to live in the professional world or in their personal lives, in their faith. And I think it's really worth recognizing that advice is not enough. Everything that we point to here, perspectives, thoughts we have, and we pray that we give you good advice about living your life in a way that brings you closer to Jesus. But the answer to every question really is Him. It's Jesus. And that's a supernatural answer. And when we go through life looking for advice, which we always should, and listening to people and trying to apply different tools and methods, that's all wonderful. But at the end of the day, it's taking it all to Jesus and recognizing that He is the ultimate guide in every single thing we do.
Christianity is not good advice. It's good news, right? And it's not about you powering your way into this Christian life. And I'm going to be a Christian business leader by acting a certain way. Though that's important. But the acting a certain way flows from something bigger than your actions and bigger than the power of your will. It flows from grace. It flows from a grace-filled relationship with Jesus Christ. That's the start and the source and the summit and the end point of everything that we're doing in this 3-minute reset. And it's so important throughout the workday to remember that. And when you're facing work problems, instead of thinking first and foremost, how does a Christian man or woman enter this problem? First say, come, Lord, give me grace. Come, Holy Spirit. A friend of mine is the president of a college, Father Dave Ivanka. He's got 400 employees constantly praying as he's figuring out workplace problems. Before he tries to figure them out, just come, Holy Spirit, come. Come, Holy Spirit. And it's amazing when you allow God to fill the space inside you and the relationships and the conflict you're dealing with, how much difference that makes.
Yeah, and you know, it's something knocked me in my butt years ago. The word, when I finally really understood the word surrender, and this was the hardest thing as a person who is trained to do business and to be successful and to get through school, the idea of actually surrendering every decision, everything I do to Christ. And it sounds easy to say, but it's hard to do when you're used to problem solving and figuring things out. And so the idea here is that all of this advice, the context for all of it is that Jesus knows and that we are supposed to surrender to Him and know that God's will is everything that we want.
Amen. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank You. We thank You that you didn't just give us a list of to-dos and call us to power our way through it, but You've given us Yourself and Your grace. Help us to live that way and to lean on You in everything we face in our everyday life. Amen.
Amen.